Well, we kind of had a listening a group last week where we invited the public to come in and share any of their views, concerns, whatever. Jackson County Highway Department is going to take whatever they heard from there and kind of adjust our final plan. So we're, I'd say, 60 to 70% done with engineering. Anything that came up in there will adjust. That'll go to the EDA. Right now, what we're telling people is that we anticipate we'll be able to start to sell parcels in there in 2022. One of the challenges is that it moves slow because when you're dealing with the EDA, they kind of have to look over your shoulder and approve everything you do. So it's kind of two steps for every one there generally would be if you weren't doing a government project like this. But that's worth it because that $6 million gives us an industrial park that's paid for and we don't have any local debt. We're working through right now with a couple local companies the purchase agreement process, which the EDA has to look at as well. So we're hoping to have some kind of a formal groundbreaking coming up in the fall here where we can get everybody together under a tent or in the field.